President Bush said Sunday's vote will mark a grand moment in Iraqi history, and he again insisted the election will go ahead despite objections from some Iraqi politicians. Planning and preparation are key for any election, and as NPR's Tom Jelton reports, there have been cases where poorly planned elections have set back the cause of democracy.
Every election is unique, and election experts are quick to say that applying lessons from one country to another is a risky exercise. It is clear, however, that elections do not always set a country on the road to peace and stability. When an Islamic movement freely and fairly won the first round of parliamentary elections in Algeria in 1991, the Algerian military intervened to cancel the second round. A year later, in Angola, an election again ended badly. The U.S.-backed rebel leader Jonas Savimbi agreed to challenge the Marxist government through elections, but when Savimbi lost, he wouldn't accept the outcome. Thomas Carruthers directs the Democracy Project at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace.
The hope was you were having elections that were supposed to come at the end of a civil war, but the civil war wasn't really over and they hadn't really negotiated the deal. And when one side lost, they turned around and just kept fighting.
It was different 2 years later in South Africa, with the first elections after the end of apartheid. The African National Congress, or ANC, went up against the traditional white parties, but Carruthers says the country was prepared.
What went on before the elections was a sustained process of negotiation between the blacks and whites, basically, in which the whites said, look, we know we're giving up power, but you've got to cut a deal for us here. You've got to ensure us some guarantees about a place, both economically and politically, in the society, so we don't get chased out of town. So they built a constitutional arrangement that had protections for businesses and political participation for minority parties and other things, so that the whites felt, okay, we can go into these elections, and even if the ANC trounces us, which it's going to do, we know that we have a future in this country.
The lesson, according to Carruthers, elections sometimes work best when they serve to put the seal of approval on a previous political deal. But the process probably shouldn't be rushed. Elections were held in Bosnia in September 1996, 10 months after the end of a bloody inter-ethnic conflict. Daniel Serwer was one of the U.S. diplomats who negotiated the peace accord and helped prepare the elections.
They were premature. It was too early to hold elections after the war in Bosnia. Holding them that early sort of solidified the hold of the nationalist parties on power.
The memory of fighting was fresh, and Serbs, Muslims, and Croats voted for wartime leaders who weren't suited for peacetime politics. Serwer, now a vice president at the U.S. Institute of Peace, says in his opinion it would have been better to hold off. So why did the vote go ahead?
It happened because the timetable was set by American requirements and not by Bosnian requirements. The president had promised withdrawal within a year. Elections were thought to be a necessity before withdrawal, and what overshadowed everything was the question of the American elections.
Another example, the militia leader Charles Taylor was freely elected president of Liberia in 1997, but in the years that followed, Taylor put his country into a tailspin. Bad leaders sometimes come to power through good elections. Does all this mean Sunday's election will be bad for Iraq? By no means. Mark Plattner of the National Endowment for Democracy says elections generally help rather than hurt.
Elections are not a cure-all. They don't by themselves add up to democracy. They can be held in ways that are counterproductive. But it would be wrong to underestimate the importance of elections to democracy and the decisively positive contribution that in many cases they can make.
In Iraq, it's the voting process that seems most important. Insurgents there have threatened to attack anyone who participates. Iraqis will be voting against the insurgency simply by showing up, independently of which party they choose to lead their country. Tom Jelton, NPR News, Washington.